From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Universities could not stop faculty or staff from bringing concealed firearms to campus under a bill now headed to the Arkansas Senate. Today, it was passed in the House. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
The bill's sponsor, Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville, said the proposal would serve as a deterrent to those considering committing a mass shooting.
When somebody plans to create an event where he can be a star on the TV news, get the revenge he's after, etc., it's virtually impossible for law enforcement to be at the right place at the right time. The only way to have that type of a situation is with something like concealed carry.
But fellow Republican Representative Kim Hendren of Griffith spoke against it. He argued police responding to a shooting might not be able to tell who the attacker is.
You go into these situations like this, the law enforcement people, whoever they are, they're going to be shooting people who got the guns. And that, I'm not sure if I had a permit, I'd even want to use it at that point.
The bill removes a provision from a 2013 law that allowed universities to opt out. All 33 public institutions decided they didn't want to allow staff to be armed. Republican Representative Mark McElroy is a Democrat from Tiller in southeast Arkansas.
I'm going to vote against the bill, and I'm going to look really silly because they're going to say, McElroy, he's a namby-pamby, hates guns. No, I love guns. But, you know, are we for local control? We say we are till we're not. But these colleges have pleaded with us, just let us tend to our own affairs. Is that asking too much?
After about 20 minutes of debate, the House voted.
With 66 yeas, 25 nays, and 2 present, the bill has passed.
It now heads to the Senate. Governor Asa Hutchinson was asked about the bill. He said his concern was what kind of training people with a firearm would have.
But there's been an amendment offered, I understand, which would say that the universities could require additional training for that staff person. And I'm supportive of that amendment. We'll continue to watch it through the legislative process. At this point, if it's something that makes sense to me with that additional training requirement.
The bill requires concealed carry holders to have Arkansas licenses. It also allows universities to bar anyone from bringing a gun into an on-campus daycare or event. Michael Hepplin, KUAR News.